Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
What?
For real? I was this close to going, yo.
Well, I know.
Why do you do these things? Stop teasing me.
I had bobbed in everything.
Got him.
I get that you're making fun of her, but you almost affected my life.
I did not make fun of her. I felt bad about how Thursday went, so I figured I would make Mandy Kennedy the first person that gets called out on the show.
What is that beam of light?
Now she can't handle it.
Now she can't handle it. She can't even say hi. There it is.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Asa Gray at the end of the table.
That's who I am.
And last but not least, Dalton Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. Yeah, go back to the Thursday show if you guys really want to get that bit. It's really not that important, though. All right.
Oh.
What? The bit's not that important.
Yeah, I'm happy me feeling inferior now is not that important.
Now, honestly, all of that was collateral that I'm very happy with.
You need to just lump this into the pre-show and start over.
No. Because that's so much extra effort. I've already exported the pre-show. Speaking of the pre-show, for those of you that haven't heard about that, I'll go ahead and just get this out of the way now. You can hit us up on Patreon. I am now adding pre-shows, and I haven't talked to Shannon about it. I'm sure he'd be okay with doing it as well, since he does the same thing I do for pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
We are now going to be posting the pre-shows on our Patreon. That's available to listen at the $1 tier. If you give us $1 a month, you get to listen to all the pre-shows, which is generally an extra couple of minutes of content. It's very uncensored, so a lot of times you're going to hear language and stuff like that. Just FYI. But yeah, you can find us there on patreon.com/podzilla1985. More rewards coming soon, but this is the first one we've actually decided on and are getting up and running. Anyway, starting out, Gary Doberman is going to be working on an Are You Afraid of the Dark movie featuring all new terrifying stories targeted towards teens and young adults. But this writer has been a part of Annabelle, The Nun, and also It.
Oh. I always get this confused. So Annabelle and the Nun are part of the Conjuring universe?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
I think that's what it is. I don't remember. I haven't seen. I think I've seen the Conjuring. But we have approval from the Peanut Gallery that is correct.
Okay. I've seen the Conjuring and I've seen Annabelle, and I know the Conjuring is part of the universe with the Nun for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, I knew that.
And I'm pretty positive that Annabelle's in that universe too. I know Annabelle's part of another universe, but
mm-hmm. I don't watch scary movies.
I know. We're gonna fix that in October though.
I got your back.
I saw A Quiet Place. That's scary, right?
Ish.
Hey.
But what about a Kanye plus?
No, it's just not loud. Because it's a quiet place.
Yeah.
Dalton. It's a quiet
place. God, I hate him. Why do we have to do shows together?
I don't know.
I guess, yeah. Oh, no. I would have to. Yeah, that's like, why. There's my answer. I got it.
Okay. So, yeah.
Me put in my place.
See, I'm really excited about, I loved Are You Afraid of the Dark as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that, because it's not going to be targeted towards my age group, so it's not going to be as scary as I want it to be. But I'm sure it'll still be scary.
It's
fun scary.
Right.
So is it, because I haven't seen this article or anything, are they doing like, is it like an anthology stories?
Yeah. Okay. It's still a set of stories that are kind of connected.
Okay. So kind of like Trick or Treat, maybe not quite as connected.
Yeah. Like it probably won't be, it'll be classic Are You Afraid of the Dark style, mm-hmm. Where it'll be an anthology series that might be loosely connected. So yeah, not like where everything resolves in the same place like Trick or Treat.
What's the name of it? I can't remember
the
name of
the
group.
Is it the ABCs? Is that the one that, like, the horrible one that Shannon made me watch?
Oh, that was awful. That the was ABCs terrible. Of Death was yeah.
I've
atrocious.
Seen that. That was on Netflix, right? We watched that last Halloween. I've seen that.
Atrocious
movie. That one was real bad. No,
look, see, I've seen something scary.
What's the name? I don't even know if that would count that one. That one's only scary because of how terrible it is.
Accurate.
What
you guys
is
are
the
hard to please.
Yes.
Yes.
Everything is terrible. What's the name of the group where they sit around the campfire? Because they have a name.
Oh, the Midnight...
Is it the Midnight Society?
Yeah, the Midnight Society. That's it.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, it's definitely the Midnight Society.
But if it's a movie where it's the Midnight Society and they're all like taking turns telling stories and throwing sawdust into the fire, like I'm in.
Yeah, I mean,
like, that's
what
all I need.
The Midnight Society is definitely returning for this film.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like it almost certainly will not be the same actors, obviously.
Huh. But that'd be funny though.
Actually, because right. they're all in their mid to late 30s by now. Mm-hmm.
Thought though, wouldn't it be cool if they had one more time around the fire as adults and they talk about like what's happened to them since?
That would be cool if they were going for like an adult theme.
Like if this was directed towards
adults. Yeah. But since it's still directed towards like the same audience the original show was, I don't predict that that's going to be the case.
They would have to start doing reruns to like amp up to it, because then you'd be like, who are these old people?
Oh, they did add it to the Nick Splat Verve thing.
No, like it would have to be like, no, that's DLC for TV. It would have to be on Nickelodeon proper.
DLC. Listen.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Not entirely, no.
Thank you.
But yeah, I look at it though as not DLC for TV because I don't have actual TV. So this is just TV.
Shut up. That was the most clever thing I'm going to come up with this entire hour and 10-minute show.
This week.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Mandy liked it.
I did.
No, everyone liked it. It's just you're not going to do better than that.
Right.
That's what I said.
Well, he just wants that one moment. Yeah. You keep shutting him down.
Well, no. Why am
I defending Dalton?
I don't know.
He's repping Diva and it's upsetting me.
You should be happy that he has Diva
stuff.
It's
not mine.
Fair point. Just take it from him.
But he's wearing it.
You could wash
that means
it.
You'd have to see me naked.
Yeah,
I'm also wearing a shirt,
that's
guys.
That's what I was going for.
Okay, shirtless is not naked.
It's enough for Mandy to not want to see it.
See, but you can't see Dalton below the table.
Hey,
he's
buddy.
He's Winnie the Pooh in it.
Going full Winnie the Pooh over here.
Oh, no, Disney.
But anyway. Moving past it, we got a new shot of Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
Looks cool. I like the outfit.
Yes, like it's in the actual like colors of Captain Marvel as opposed to the Kree outfit we've already seen with the teals and the greens and stuff. So, yeah, that looks really, really cool.
It also looks almost kind of worn. Like it didn't look super clean.
I don't know.
And like brand new.
I did not notice.
Unless I'm combining one of the other images that we got a while ago.
It's like the magazine cover one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the image that I saw.
That's what I like.
I don't know. It looked clean and crisp.
Yeah.
And it actually, like, a lot of people were talking about how since the other image we saw with, like, the green and teal suit wasn't very form-fitting, people were upset about that. I don't know why, really, but either way, this one looks like it's, you know, a good fit for her without, like, it's not overly sexy or anything like that. It's just a cool-looking outfit. Yeah. That looks good, and she's rocking it.
I do think I'm thinking of the Kree one, the like set photo.
Yeah, yeah, that one was definitely full.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it looks really, really good. Suits that don't look really, really good. Shazam director has confirmed that the suit is still a quote work in progress. Yes,
no.
The same movie that we've gotten a trailer for.
Yeah, no, you don't. That work is your work is completed. Like I don't. I don't get it.
It's really just proof that they desperately wanted a trailer out there.
I guess.
And I'm still not entirely certain why they wanted a trailer out there so quickly.
I mean, the trailer was good.
Yeah, no, like the trailer made it look a lot better than I ever would have thought it could.
But that's kind of WB's specialty.
A little bit.
Of just like, hey, look, no, watch the trailer. The trailer, doesn't the trailer look great?
And then the third
it's
trailer.
Okay. The movie's going to be great. Get excited. Let yourself hope.
Yeah.
And then you see Suicide Squad.
Yep.
And that happens too.
Boy,
you.
That Suicide Squad trailer was good.
Mm-hmm. I remember hope.
I haven't had hope in WB in so long at this
no.
point. Well, no, that's not true. You made me have a little bit of hope in Justice League.
I still stand by that opinion.
I mean, that's fine.
He's not going to talk about the best movie they ever put out.
I mean, yeah, no, Wonder Woman is that's the outlier.
But he didn't have hope for it because they already ruined that with Suicide Squad.
I guess that's
true.
Fair.
So I went in with Wonder Woman expecting awful and getting great.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I went into Justice League with like, well, if Asa liked this, and then I got...
Why does Asa like this?
I got like, well, it's a reasonably okay popcorn flick.
See, and it was the opposite of what happened to me. Like, I went in such a bad mood with like such low expectations that I was pleasantly surprised. And then you probably would have done the same thing, but you're like, oh, well.
If Asa liked it.
Alex, I can raise my expectations just a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
that sounds about accurate. Yeah, that works. So yeah, that's.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's too late to change the suit.
It's way too late to change the suit.
I mean, you should, because it looks laughable. It didn't look as bad in the trailer. Like, I will say that is that still image we got from Entertainment Weekly.
Ooh, that still image was bad.
That was real bad. The trailer looked okay, but yeah, it's not.
It doesn't look great.
It's the entire time they're just like, why couldn't we have gotten Cena? Cena got even more jacked. Like, yeah. So it's possible. Like,
yeah, Cena wouldn't need any kind of CG.
You would just need to throw some spandex on him.
And I still would have absolutely loved to see him with The Rock, like Shazam and Black Adam.
Oh, yeah, that would have been amazing.
Perfect.
We didn't talk about it on PWU, but he did unveil a new move called the Lightning Fist. You don't even need to CGI the lightning. He's already got it. He did it in China. Don't look it up. It's terrible.
It's a backhand to the head.
Oh.
And he got a 3 off of it.
Well,
well, it wasn't a pay-per-view,
but he could have done, like,
why.
He could have done just, like, but just throw some lightning, throw some Raiden, like, crackling around there. There, that's Shazam.
He's backhanding The Rock the entire time.
And he would do so good as just, like, I've said it before, as just the, you know, 10-year-old in a grown Adonis's body.
Yeah.
Like, he would make that work.
Yeah, he absolutely would. Like, I think that is a way better casting choice. But, you know, we have what we have.
Yeah, and we got the inflatable anchor arms.
We sure did. We sure did.
They had to call a number for
those.
They
went down to the local costume shop. They got him a muscle suit.
They went to Spirits Halloween.
Or they just slightly redesigned the muscle suit from Arrested Development.
Yeah, that is closer.
I mean, if it worked for Michael Cera, surely it could work for this guy. Anyway.
Now we're sad.
Yeah, a little bit. So with some more, well, okay, this is just tangentially related to the DC Universe. Henry Cavill has been cast to star as Geralt in Netflix's The Witcher.
Which, I really hope that they get their timing, like their film timing lined up, because whatever else he needs to film for Superman or DC, I don't want to see more, like, it was bad enough having to remove a mustache. Imagine if his hair is white.
Yeah, no joke. I'm sure he's going to be wearing a wig for it. He'll probably just have the really short hair.
I mean, you would assume so because, like, Geralt's hair is pretty long.
Yeah.
Which, we don't have a lot of information on the series. We know it's going to be based on the books. It's not based on the game.
Right. Yeah, it's based on it has the same source material as the game, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be the same as the game.
Yeah. And it literally happened because of that fan art that someone made.
That always makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at Henry Cavill, and yeah, I don't think that this kind of overlap would cause any more awful CG snafus with Superman.
Doesn't Geralt have some pretty elaborate facial hair though?
He has some scars. I don't think he has facial hair.
No,
does
he? Yeah, he's got scars.
Yeah.
Which they're not going to actually scar him.
Nope,
they
they're
don't
doing
remind
it.
Him.
That'd be cool, but like,
actors would be a lot more picky.
Commitment.
That is serious commitment to the bit right there. Serious commitment. And ruining his acting career. No, he can only portray bad guys. Yeah. He is very typecast from then on.
They'd be doing a real Death of Superman.
The episode of Archer. Oh, so the German with the scar. Automatic.
Yep.
Just bucking the trends.
That's Henry Cavill forever now. So anyway, the CW is working on a Nancy Drew TV series. I didn't see any more information other than that. Then it's in development. And so I don't know if they're going to go like the darker route with Riverdale.
There's no chance they're not.
Yeah.
Like, what they're doing is they're just taking all those ideas that they had for Sabrina. They're removing the magic. And now it's Nancy Drew.
I can see that. Well, except that like CW isn't the ones that had the idea for Sabrina. Like they ordered the show.
Right.
And then they had like other writers and everything working on it. Netflix just swooped in and grabbed them.
Right, and now they're replacing it. Everything we had for Sabrina, everything we were banking on with Sabrina, now it's Nancy Drew.
Yeah, and they're probably going to try and do crossovers with Riverdale.
Mm-hmm. And Supernatural.
Oh, no. No, please.
Has a Riverdale Supernatural crossover happened yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
No? Okay.
Because, I mean, I've only seen the first two seasons of Riverdale.
I love that I can just throw out a question and I'm getting it answered in real time. this is very useful.
From the Peanut Gallery?
This is very useful.
Because I don't know, they haven't started on season 3 of Riverdale, have they?
that I don't. I've literally.
I'm waiting for you guys to get confirmation for the peanut gallery for me.
He said he doesn't know. Watch that show. Supernatural.
Oh, he watches Supernatural though, so he would see that. I think that he part more than watches it. Oh yeah, he has that tattoo and everything. Oh,
that's right.
I forgot about that.
Man, who would get that tattoo?
So yeah, that's as far as I know. No, there has not been, but I'm sure there will be a crossover with
TikTok.
Yeah, Nancy Drew. Please no Supernatural crossovers. That would be bad for both shows. It would be terrible for both shows. So anyway, let's see. The CW, and then we have Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yay.
Television show that I actually do love and I'm really excited about.
Both members of the Peanut Gallery watch that show.
Oh, good.
Full house on
I'm
that.
I'm so upset you can't see them.
I get the play-by-play. It's fine. Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode order increased by 5 episodes from 13 to 18.
Oh, cool.
Bless their souls.
That's great. That's great. I love it. I'm very happy, but just start making them now, though, because so then they can start coming out now, and then I can start watching them now.
They are working
because
on them.
That friggin' cliffhanger.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
I think I watched it with you and Andrew, and I wasn't, like, super into that show at the time. Like, that was when I was getting into it.
Yeah.
But now I'm rewatching it, and I'm like,
it's so good.
It is. Yeah, I got caught up pretty quick.
Yeah, it's an incredible
show. Once I got
Hulu,
yeah.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine so much. Mm-hmm. Everyone out there listening, watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Do yourselves a favor.
It just makes everything better.
It's so good.
There's 5 seasons out now. We're waiting on season 6, and it stays consistently good.
Yeah.
There's a couple episodes or maybe even an arc or two that kind of dips a little, but for the most part, it's consistently hilarious.
Yep.
And then it kind of sucks, especially in like the later episodes or later seasons, they kind of take a Scrubs turn.
Oh, yeah, they sneak an emotional episode in on you.
And it's just like, oh, this we haven't had this in like 4 seasons. Why am I, oh, my body's not prepared for this. I can't handle these feelings that you're making me go through right now.
Yeah, no, can't confirm. That happens. And if for no other reason, you should watch this show because of Terry Crews.
Yes.
Like, everybody else in the show is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like Terry Crews is, I wouldn't even rank Terry Crews as my favorite character in the show, but he's still just awesome.
See, and I would counter that with Chelsea Peretti.
Oh, Chelsea Peretti is also incredible, but not as many people know who Chelsea Peretti is.
Mm-hmm. Which is a criminal, which is why you need to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine so you can figure out the glory of Chelsea Peretti.
Yes. Gina.
I haven't. Okay. Everything else is okay.
Yeah. No, Gina's awesome. Like I said, Terry Crews' character in the show isn't even my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know that he's top 5.
I don't even know that's if I could pick one.
That's one that it's like, I don't think I'd. That would be a show. And I would need to prepare. I would need to take notes. And even then, that list would only be valid for like 30 days.
Right.
And then I'll rewatch something and be like, you know what? Boyle's underrated. Like, I'm moving him up there.
I love Boyle. Boyle's just such a fun character. Dalton,
yeah,
should watch this show.
I just got 3 text messages from somebody in the Peanut Gallery saying, watch it, watch it, watch it, like 3 times in a row.
Watch it.
Yeah, somebody just says to get you off of YouTube. That's all that needs to happen.
Just trick him. Just tell him that Hulu is the YouTube app. He won't notice.
Well, she gave me her Hulu account.
Well, then you have no excuse. Chop,
delete
chop.
The YouTube. Let's delete YouTube off of everything and lock him out.
Right, like lock out his YouTube account so he can't find all of his subscriptions.
Oh, don't.
We can do that.
No, let's not. That's my Google account. I have way too much stuff tied together in that.
Yeah, well,
no, it's just
you
your
have
YouTube part of
like
it.
Like 1 week to make the decision to start watching.
Shut up,
it.
Justin.
And if one.
Then start working on Hulu. Then start working on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You won't have an issue.
Right.
Really, you've just done this to yourself.
I'm
this
getting
point.
Harassed in multiple multimedia levels right now, and it's not fun.
Well, I disagree.
Good news. Good news. It's a real easy fix, too.
But Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is great. Yes, absolutely. More on that later. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine. All right. Law & Order is getting a new spinoff series. It will be introduced in an episode of SVU coming up. Law and Order Hate Crimes.
Oh.
It's been officially ordered by NBC. This is going to be a real interesting television.
This is one of those where I feel like if they don't do it well, it's going to be like, okay, so it got one episode and was immediately pulled.
Yeah. Like, it was one of those things, like, it'll get that backdoor pilot, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, no, this was a mistake.
Because they kind of did that with The Farm. I don't think NBC ever actually ordered episodes for The Farm, which was going to be the spinoff of The Office with Dwight and his siblings that they introduced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
but that was it was canceled because of the backdoor pilot and it's in the reception it got apparently,
which is a super smart way to do business because it's just like, all right, we want to do this show.
It's a good way to get a wide variety of testing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except for the fact that then you kind of dedicate, you basically lose an episode worth.
But I'm going to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. How important is the continuity of SVU?
That, I have no idea. I haven't watched SVU.
Like, isn't it kind of like an anthology? Like, I mean, it's like it's the same people every show.
Oh, I mean, it's been going on for that long. It's impossible for it to not have like recurring beats and like and you know story. I'm assuming it's like Criminal Minds and CSI and all of those other criminal procedures where it's there's you know Criminal of the Week stuff that happens, but as the season progresses, there's usually like a big bad that they work towards.
See, and the only like I've watched a lot of SVU because my dad like early SVU because like some weekends I just had to stay there, and that's all he would watch. So like SVU is okay. Like Criminal Minds, I completely disagree. It's two different animals because like it's very much a one episode, one story. Where Criminal Minds is
how much of Criminal Minds is he? Okay,
all of Criminal Minds. Like, I'm like a season or two behind.
I thought you were getting ready to say Criminal Minds was like one episode.
No.
I mean, the first like two seasons, yes, but then it.
No, yeah, like no, Criminal Minds. If you go in mid season five,
you're
screwed because you don't know what's going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas SVU, it's just like, all right, this is this case. Oh, that's messed up, and then here's a new episode.
Well, in fairness, with SVU, like. Yeah, you can kind of look past the differences because I've watched quite a bit of SVU. I haven't watched any of Criminal Minds. But, like, you might be confused as to why the characters changed. Like, that would be... Because I know that's something that happens pretty frequently in SVU. They have, like, stuff that changes the cast. For example, introducing Ice-T, changing DAs, changing judges, stuff like that. But for the most part, you're right. Like, as long
it's
as
very
you can,
minor.
It's pretty minor stuff, especially minor to the overall story of that episode.
Yeah, so I mean, it may be fine. You may not be missing out. I just meant like from an episode count. So like whatever season of The Office had the farm, it was you went from episode you had 22 episodes, but now you really only have 21 episodes because you got to do this backdoor pilot.
Yeah, no, that's true. I have no idea how exactly they're going to handle it or anything else. And it's going to be one of those. That's a real easy one to mess up.
Yeah, and it's also just kind of like I get you always want to play to what's going on in society. And things like that, but at a certain time, you need to let some things breathe. I don't know if this is the best way. But kind of, at what point does it just turn into a shameless cash grab?
Yeah.
To just try to, you're just trying to make money off of
the
climate right now.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I guarantee you that it's going to border on pandering or patronizing.
Yeah, and that's it's just like that.
It's
racists
gonna,
are bad. We're taking a stance. Oh, good job. Like
hot take.
hot take.
If they do an entire season tearing down like a Neo clan, like I'll watch that entire season because I feel like there will be some unintentional comedy there.
And that's what makes me think that like if SVU isn't like that, I kind of wonder if
hate crime is
going to
be like that.
If it's going to be more of like finding actual like. It's not necessarily institutions, but like full groups and going after that, like for a season.
And busting them up. But I mean, I honestly imagine that a lot of it is going to be like solving crimes, dealing with, like, and not even just racism. This guy is starting to kill, like, this guy's going on a murdering spree of known outed homosexuals.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, because, like, hate crimes applies to a bunch, like, you know, religion, race, sexual orientation, all of that's going to be.
There's a lot of cool, like, there's a lot of things you can do with it, but it's also one of those things, like, you're hitting a lot of eggshells that, like, be careful. Very careful.
No, I mean, like, I'm fine with them not being careful and them just going after it. The problem is, like, if they're too careful, then they're going to hit that pandering.
Yeah, it's a really weird fine line that show's going to have to walk.
Yeah, like, because they're going to, if they go too much in one direction, it's going to be pandering. If they go too much in the other direction, it's going to be patronizing. It's just, yeah, that's a difficult one to get right.
Yeah. I mean, so. Good on them.
Yeah, good.
Like,
good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I'll give them a good look. I don't know about good on them until after the first, you know, few episodes.
You see exactly what they're planning on doing with it.
Yeah, they're taking a shot.
I say that. I'm not going to watch it because I don't care about Law and Order at all. Like, insert whatever. The only thing remotely Law and Order related that I enjoyed was the Adult Swim. The, like, two episodes of the STFU, whatever, like, where it was the ridiculously long Human Giant, I think is who did it. Paul Scheer and all them.
I did used to watch, like, that was, Trevor and I, whenever we lived together in the dorms and in the apartment that we got together, mm-hmm. we watched a whole lot of SVU during the day, like in between classes, because that's just, it was what was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got a little attached to SVU, but that's the only one I ever really cared about. But anyway, we go ahead and move on to our next portion of the podcast is brought to you by Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Just a fantastic comic book shop. They also serve delicious coffee. Dalton's got a big old grin on his face. What's going on, Dalton?
They got my Deadpool figures in.
Oh, nice.
The one that wearing the boxers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got to pick that up soon.
Also, I do want to throw out a little shout out to a shop I found in South County. So if Perryville's too far away, which, I mean, make the drive anyway. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a shop in South County that I checked out. It opened kind of recently, like I think 2 years ago or something like that is what the guy said. It's called The Fantasy Shop.
I've been there.
It's really, really nice. Very knowledgeable staff. I started talking to them a lot because one of the staff members had The Realm, Jeremy Hahn's current book, out in their staff picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
good. Yeah. It's a good book. And obviously, we hear like Jeremy Hahn a whole lot. Got to interview him a while back. Check our website if you want to see that episode.
Thought about that recently. That was almost two years ago. Next month it'll be 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous to think that it's been that length of time. But anyway, it was a cool shop. They also do like board games and cards and stuff there too. So, yeah.
Just real quick, because I'm assuming for people who've listened to this, they're probably wondering why we didn't talk about Iron Fist season 2 at all.
Oh yeah,
because that came out on Friday, and the answer is very easy. It's because Jesse and I have been too busy with Spider-Man. Mostly Spider-Man, but, you know, other things, but mostly Spider-Man.
Yeah, all of my free time this weekend so far has been devoted to Spider-Man.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually did mean to put a note in there about, like, that's why we were lacking a spoiler-free review for Iron Fist Season 2.
Yeah.
Because
we'll get there eventually, probably.
I will definitely have it mostly watched by next week. I'm confident in that statement.
Oh, see Spider-Man.
No, I know. I see myself being done with Spider-Man before Wednesday.
Yeah, it's only like, I think it's 20 to 30 hours, just like the main story. But yeah, but I'm already at like, I checked my percentage and I'm at like 47 or 48%.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm moving pretty quick, I guess.
I'm at like 30 something percent and I have stopped entirely on the quest stuff.
Yep.
That's because I've been doing all, okay. No, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
This is the one time I'm proud. I'm further than both of you.
In the story, yes.
Mm-hmm. See who gets that platinum first. Yes.
Right.
It's a race.
No.
Well, we all got day jobs. It's pretty even.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so comic books. Marvel has announced Superior Spider-Man. It's coming in December. This was a it's callback to when Spider-Man lost his body to Otto Octavius.
Oh.
He did a mind transfer on his deathbed, put his consciousness into Peter Parker's body, and
then was proceeded to be completely overwhelmed with the lingering imprint of Peter Parker's moral code that yes. he had to become a hero.
Yep. It's he got hit with, you know, great power, great responsibility, all that other stuff, and he's like,
all right.
Guess I'm going to start saving the day.
Well, it's like, I would be such a bad... But it's also his arrogance of, I could do that. Why is he so bad at this? I will do such a better job.
Mm-hmm. And I also love like the realization that he has whenever, like in that original arc, he has this realization while he's fighting someone else of how much Spider-Man had been holding back over the years mm-hmm. in all of his fights against Otto. Like, he could have just taken me out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
He's been holding back.
He's such a nice person.
And that was a crushing blow to the ego.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was interesting.
Yeah,
that initial Superior Spider-Man run was really interesting. It was a lot of fun. This just kind of feels like we're maybe...
Old Man Logan.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on with this, because I know that in Spider-Geddon, which is the current Spider event, Enter the Spider-Geddon?
Spider-Verse?
Well, they're calling it something different like for Spider-Geddon.
I don't remember.
They do four books of this,
mm-hmm.
of like Enter the Spider-Geddon or something like that. It's their version of Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
But for, like I said, Spider-Geddon. Then they have another book. Then they're doing Superior Octopus is mm-hmm. going to be part of this. So I guess at some point, Superior Octopus is just going to go back to being Superior Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Because right now he has this super cool outfit that he's made for himself. I'm not going to try and explain why he's in a different body, but now he's basically in a cloned body of Peter Parker. Dr. Octavius is.
In,
mm-hmm. anyway.
In fairness, in the comic world, those are just lying around.
Yeah, there's a lot of like,
you're not wrong. Yes.
You search the right trash can, you're going to find a clone of Peter Parker's body. Just like, oh, it's just sitting there.
I mean, yeah, so many people have wanted to clone Peter Parker. So many people.
Well, and then the people who do want to, they want to do it real bad, so they try a lot.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of...
There's probably just a ton of them just hanging out and around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's like the end of it looks like the end of the Prestige.
Just with Peter Parker's hanging out.
The costume you said looked really cool. Is that Superior Octopus?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because it is kind of like a, it is kind of a very
right?
Spider-Man-esque costume.
Yeah. Just green and dark green mm-hmm. with like the octopus legs instead of the usual spider legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it looks legit.
Yup.
I like it a lot, which is why I'm a little bummed that they're going back to Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, because that seemed like a really interesting idea, especially if Otto is going back to being a villain. Like,
well, he's actually going to be anti-hero.
See, and that's what I mean. Is like, yeah. I would rather let him be a villain for a little while, because Superior Octopus versus Spider-Man, yes, please. I want to see that. I want to read that. With everything that Otto learned from actually being Spider-Man, to then use that to try to take down Spider-Man.
That would be really, really interesting.
Give me that.
I would enjoy that quite a bit. And I also would enjoy him being... Because he moved to a different city.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, after the... what was that? Secret Empire? Where he joined Hydra. I'm trying to remember if that's what that event was called. I think it was Secret Empire.
I mean, there was an event called Secret Empire.
Yeah. Yeah, basically Otto joined forces with Hydra during that event, and then mm-hmm. at the end of it, he was like, nah, I'm bouncing. So he went to a different city, and he actually got a job working for Horizon in a different city. So I assumed that Superior Octopus was going to be him hanging out like in that city
mm-hmm.
doing the spider thing.
Which is just
thing.
Like that's what they did with Scarlet Spider, the one from like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now he's in Texas. And now it's just a Spider-Man book, but with someone else who's not Peter Parker being a Spider-Man. And it's just like that's just lazy to me.
I mean, that's fair, but like I thought that Superior Spider-Man, or mm-hmm. in this case it would be Superior Ock, was different enough from Spider-Man just in how he approached everything.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he didn't. Because one of the big things in the Superior Spider-Man arc, the original one, is that Peter Parker was still hanging out in his subconscious.
Yeah.
And sort of directing his stuff, so he wasn't... Because he had kind of a brutal way of dealing with the villains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the Vulture attacked, the Vulture was taken out of commission for a while.
Yeah.
Yup.
Real quick, real dirty. So, yeah, then Peter Parker just kind of started hitting him with a subconscious, like, maybe let's not let's not do that.
Just because Peter held back, that did not mean Doc did.
No, Doc did not.
He went after him like it was the Hulk.
He didn't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
They wished they were dead.
Yeah,
that was Dark Knight Returns. He'll walk again.
Yeah, he retired a couple of villains
mm-hmm.
is what I'm getting at. So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with the Superior Spider-Man book. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we don't know anything yet because I'm sure it's something to do with Spider-Geddon.
Right.
Which, right now, I think we're about to get issue 3 of that into the Spider-Geddon.
You know, I need to read those just because I love Spider-Verse. And you've also told me that you really think I'll enjoy those just because.
You will, at the very least, love the crap out of the first issue with Spider-Punk.
He knows I like dumb things, so that's telling me that it's going to be something cool.
Oh, it is. It's so good.
I'll text Mary Jo and David in the morning.
I thought you bought it.
No, I haven't. Okay. The work started up, and I'm carpool. I don't get to go there as much. Like, so now whenever I'm buying action figures, I'm buying them in bulk.
No, that's fair.
Which is good and bad.
Yeah, well. All right, and one of the big things we talked about last week was the Firefly collection. I think it was called the Big Damn Box.
Yep.
Was the special edition. I got confirmation from our favorite comic book shop, Villainous Grounds, in Perryville, Missouri. It's going to be $150.
And that's retail price. That's not like what they're paying to get it. Okay.
Yeah, that should be the MSRP on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless I misread it. I don't think I did. Hopefully I didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, $150 for that. And yeah, so if you're big into Firefly, make sure to reach out to your local comic shop. Get one ordered for yourself. because I doubt this is going to be one that a lot of shops are just going to have on hand.
Yeah. Those big ticket items are usually almost
exclusively order only.
Unless it's a huge shop that can
just have one sitting around, and then they're going to charge you extra for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Trevor's buying it?
He's not.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. I was kind of surprised.
I mean, it's like, $150.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like, oh, yeah, I really want it, but I just bought that truck.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, he hasn't been buying much of anything since he got that, because this is the first time he's had a car payment since high school.
Yeah, car payments are sure thing.
They sure are. They're a wonderful thing.
What's up, team?
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah, well, not Asa yet.
Not yet.
Soon.
Mm-hmm.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts and their social media links at ps2jshow.com. I highly recommend checking out the History of Gaming episodes. He posts a new one the last Wednesday of every month. Also, he did post and mention, and something I should have mentioned last time when we were talking a whole lot about Diablo, mm-hmm. they actually do have a Diablo special, The History of Diablo. It's a great episode. Yeah. You guys should check that out. All right.
So do we want to just go through the news first, and then that way we can burn through that and we don't have to worry about trying to squeeze in all the actual stories?
That's a solid plan.
Yeah.
That's a solid plan.
And then we'll jump into the Spider-Man review.
All right. So we got Warframe owner Lee Yu has announced a new MMORPG. It's going to be free to play, and it's going to be Lord of the Rings.
Wasn't there already a Lord of the Rings MMO that failed spectacularly?
Lord of the Rings Online. It was actually around for a while as a monthly payment. Then it went free to play. And then it eventually did shut down from, obviously, lack of interest. Because mm-hmm. it seems that no MMO has the staying power of World of Warcraft.
No, I don't understand why companies are still making MMOs. Like MMORPGs.
Like the free-to-play ones, I get.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the same, like in a fantasy setting. Like, if you're going to do an MMO, you need to do it, like, drastically different from WoW. Because WoW is high fantasy. I mean, yeah, they have steampunk elements, and they have a bunch of other stuff. But it's magic and orcs and elves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I get that there is a crazy amount of lore and backstory and love for the Lord of the Rings franchise. But they've already tried it. Maybe if they're launching free-to-play and they can actually do that well, as opposed to just, like, load everything up with microtransactions, then it can really have a shot, but
because they are launching free to play, and they do have quite a bit of experience at this point from Warframe. Warframe is ridiculously successful, so if they can apply that kind of stuff to Lord of the Rings, then I think they could have a pretty successful RPG on their hands.
Is it going to be more action oriented like Warframe? Do we have any details on that other than they're working on it?
Yeah, it's just been announced.
Okay, so I mean, it could be really cool, but. Yep.
But yeah, no, Lord of the Rings Online was literally, it was actually a World of Warcraft clone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the way you, like, created your characters
and you can't
ran around. Yeah, no, that was one of those things. They really, really relied heavily on the fact that it was Lord of the Rings to pull an audience. Because, I mean, they have, like you said, huge following for Lord of the Rings. But it just wasn't enough to pull people from World of Warcraft.
And at this point, like, the snowball just keeps getting bigger for Warcraft because it's been online for like 60 years now. So it's got just so much content.
Yeah, no, it's not wrong. Like, it came out in, what, 2001, 2002, something like that?
Oh, a little bit, like 2004, 2005, I think.
1953.
I'll look at it really quick just to get in.
I definitely think it was about 2003 or 4, I feel.
That's probably accurate. It was the early aughts.
Yeah. I remember,
Yeah, I remember in high school, that's when, like, I think Steven started playing it, and I was just like,
2004.
What are you doing?
2004.
I just remember Tech TV talking about it a whole lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really, really fun. It still is really, really fun. Like, it's still the gold standard of MMOs. Like, it's just, somehow, it is still really, really good and really fun to play.
Oh, it's almost like Blizzard's really good at what they do.
Well, plus it's like,
Boy, are they.
The fact that they're constantly adding new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both, like, paid expansions and then other just, like, quality of life improvements and bug fixes, and they're constantly working on that game.
You need to go work for Blizzard.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That the dream right there. So, yeah, I don't know anything else about it or whether or not it's going to be any good, but I'll definitely give it a try if it's free to play.
Yeah.
And I loved Warframe.
It's going to launch with a Battle Royale mode, too.
Yeah.
No.
Dear God, no.
Civ 6 is coming to Switch. Be out on November 16th. So that'll be.
I know a lot of people who are very obsessed with the Civ games.
Uh-huh.
I've never played one, but I've always gotten the impression that those were, you know, specifically, those are very much PC games.
I mean, they did make a couple of the Civ games on console that were widely successful.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always thought of it as a PC game,
too. It definitely is. And I don't know exactly how it's going to work out on the Switch, but I don't see why it couldn't.
Oh, no, it'll like, just be if a they
little,
can...
It'll be a little clunkier.
As long as you can, like, as long as it's, you know, it feels good to move around and do, like, control it, then that would be huge because the Switch is... You put a quality thing on there, and it's just a license to print money. There was a story that was like Dead Cells is
outselling
PS4 4-1.
Yep.
The PS4, the Switch version of the PS4 version. So I
that's awesome.
People love their Switch, which is great, and I'd love mine.
Yeah, no, but. Like if I have the option of buying something, like even on my PC in some cases, like some of those indie games, if I'm going to play with a controller, I would rather buy it on my Switch because then I have it to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like that feature is so much cooler than I ever thought it would be. Right, Dalton?
My foot tastes so good.
But yeah, so I don't know. Civilization, I've played a couple of them. I don't play Civ anymore because of what happened to me with the first time I played Civ. I bought it on Steam sale. It was like Civ 5, I think, is the one I bought on Steam sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing, and then the sun was up.
That seems to be the general consensus of what I see on like Reddit. It's just like people just sink thousands of hours.
It's so easy to do. And it's not like I was playing against other people. I was playing against bots. It's just so much fun. Like, and it's so easy to lose yourself in. Like, I wish I was exaggerating when I said, like, suddenly the sun was up. And I haven't played since because I'm afraid of it.
Yep. I mean, that's the reason my stepdad won't play video games. Like, he got lost in GoldenEye. And my mom almost choked right next to him.
Oh, God.
And he'd, like, it took him, it like she's fine, like, everything was fine, but he didn't realize that was happening because he was so into GoldenEye. And ever since then, he's just been like, yeah, I'm not going to, I can't lose myself like that.
Meeting your stepdad, that makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's hilarious.
So, yeah, I'm not going to get it on the Switch, but I kind of want to get it on the Switch just to see what it's like. But
don't make me have to like schedule checks on you. Like Andrew, knock on his door. Like make sure he's eaten.
Because it's a real problem. That's a real concern. Like I have never played a game like that before. Even when I got really into World of Warcraft, I was still very aware of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it might be an hour later than I thought it was. Like, oh look, time got away from me a little bit. But when I downloaded it and got it going at 11 p.m., and the next time I looked at the clock, it was dawn. That was a problem.
There's an issue here.
That makes me scared because that's happened to me on more than one occasion with a bunch of different games.
Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad.
So, yeah, if you hear your friends talking about Civ, just, you know, give them a call. Shoot them a text every once in a while.
They're happy.
Take care of each other.
Yeah.
Make sure they're all right.
But make sure they're okay.
Check on your friend that plays Civ.
All right. THQ Nordic. They're just buying up properties left and right, grabbing those old THQ properties. Kingdoms of Amalur has officially been picked back up.
It has. The PS3 game was amazing. Super underrated. I wouldn't say it has quite a cult following, but... The story behind that game,
thanks, Kurt Schilling.
So nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Schilling opened a game studio, took out giant loans through the state of Rhode Island to like make this game, which the game was very well received. Yeah. It just didn't sell a lot.
Well, no, the problem is it actually sold over a million copies.
Mm-hmm.
It sold extremely well.
It cost just not, so much to make.
Yeah.
The deal they had. No, the problem is the deal they had with THQ. That was the problem that studio had because, it wasn't THQ that had it originally, was it? It was an EA?
I'm pretty sure it was EA.
Yeah, I think it was EA. I'm almost positive. The deal that they had with EA was so bonkers. In order for them to go even on it, on a new IP, if I remember this right, they had to sell 5 million copies of the game.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You didn't really even have that install base.
It was EA that had it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because, basically EA took all of the profits until they reached a certain margin.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a terrible deal that Kurt Schilling should not have signed with EA. Because, like I said, 5 million copies. A AAA known IP doesn't always sell 5 million copies.
And then, Rhode Island sued the company. the company ended up shutter. It's just it's a fascinating story.
The game nearly bankrupt the state
of the state of Rhode Island.
Like that's a true story.
But so I'm on the one hand, I'm super excited that someone's doing something with it. But then on the other hand, like how many of these properties has THQ Nordic bought up?
So many.
What kind of resources do they have? Do they have a game plan? Are they just buying it to own it now and maybe do something with? Like their first game hasn't even come out yet.
Right.
We don't know what they're going to do. So I was just happy to see Kingdoms of Amalur in the news again.
Oh, I am too. Because yeah, I know I absolutely agree. Every person that came in when I worked at GameStop, if they were looking for a fun like
action RPG,
I was like, check this one out. Like it didn't get near as much love as it should have.
Somebody recently bought it here at the store used. And Shane and I had to talk about how good that game was for like 10 minutes because we couldn't stop talking about how much fun it was.
Yeah, no, the combat system was amazing. The story was amazing. The art was entirely done by, it was McFarlane. Seth MacFarlane? No, that's
no,
Family Guy.
Todd
MacFarlane.
Close, yeah,
the good right. one. They're both kind of, but...
Yeah, no, the art was done by Todd MacFarlane, yeah. who did Spawn. Like, all of the artwork was done by him, mm-hmm. which is awesome. The voice acting cast they got was awesome. They spent a lot of money on...
Rhode Island should be very proud of their accomplishments here.
Yeah, he spent a significant chunk of change just getting stuff, like, up and ready to go. Like, mm-hmm. paying for all, like, the talent and everything else, which is cool. But then they signed that bonkers deal with EA, where even though, like I said, it sold over 1 million copies, which mm-hmm. for a new IP... It's a huge deal,
yeah.
especially like in that period of like the PS3 360 era.
Mm-hmm.
Like $60 is a lot of money to spend on a game, and that was when you couldn't find that many indie games out there.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was one of those things. Like, you know, a lot of people could only buy 1 to 2 of those $60 AAA games a year, and there's a lot of competition at that price point. So yeah, that was just. I'm also happy to see it back. Because I enjoyed that game.
I was just happy to see the naming news because I saw it earlier this week. So like that makes me happy.
Oh yeah,
don't
agreed.
Mess this up, THQ Nordic.
Do not mess this up. No more You Draw nonsense. That's what bankrupted them the first. Well, THQ.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You Draw was a big mistake. Anyway, Black Ops 4 got the Battle Royale mode. Got a trailer, mm-hmm. and we got to see the map for that.
And we got some news out of it at least for the beta. It's only going to be 80 players instead of 100.
Yep.
Which I'm fine with. Like they said that, you know, they're more worried about making a good game mode than hitting an arbitrary number, and
right.
you know, yeah. making something that feels good, which I think is a good call. Because
mm-hmm. they wanted to do a little bit of stress testing, but they don't want to go full on.
They don't
want to
break everything. Yeah.
And I'm sure they would if they put in that many. Especially like the first beta was pretty successful. My understanding is that the pre-order count increased pretty drastically after the first beta.
That's not surprising. I went from like I hope it's good to I'm actually pretty excited for it.
Yep.
Having same. Just played the beta, so that said, like if the next beta that's open, I will probably try that blackout mode once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But the trailer did nothing to make me super excited for it.
Nah, same. The map was cool because it integrated mm-hmm. a lot of the old Black Ops maps, including like Firing Range, Nuketown, etc.
Oh, Nuketown.
So, yeah, that's kind of neat that they did that for the big map. So mm-hmm. you can land on Nuketown Island, you can land, and that's where everybody's going to land because, for some reason, everybody loves Nuketown.
I liked it, and then I hated it, and then it was okay, and then I hated it, and I think I ended on hating it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty easy to hate Nuketown, especially with all the 24/7 Nuketown events they ran. It's like people loved it, but I don't know who. I've never talked to anyone that actually likes Nuketown.
I liked it.
Oh, you don't count. You don't play Call of Duty.
No, I always try to not play Call of Duty every year.
And then I'm like, hey, Dalton.
I almost slipped right there. But insert that word Black Friday. That's how I always end up getting Call of Duty.
But this one actually is a lot of fun. Like,
it does look fun.
I hear that it's September. That's how I know it's September. Not because of the calendar. It's because of like, no, this is Call of Duty's really good, Dalton.
Because it's coming out in October this year instead of November.
No!
Our birthday!
Yeah.
Yeah, but WWE comes out that month.
That's fine.
You will play that for 2 weeks.
Maybe.
WWE?
Yeah.
We'd keep you in Call of
Duty. You fall out of that pretty quick.
You'll have it running here in the store, and you might do some like simulation matches. You'll do some creator
wrestling. But whenever we're actually here, like when we're actually here hanging out,
you're going to want to play Call of Duty.
You have that running in the background when you're working, but that's about it.
You know we're right.
Yeah, but it's another $60. Remember Amalur?
Yeah.
Like, I'm that same person. I just bought Spider-Man. Kingdom Hearts is January. Guys,
I have a problem. You need something to fill your time.
You can easily buy $1 to $2 $60 games a month.
And then
tax bracket.
And then knock out.
But action figures also. Like, I have a lot of problems.
Kingdom Hearts in a weekend. Like, it's fine.
No, that's an 80-hour game, homie. All right, so a weekend.
All right, so yeah, for you, yeah, you're gonna knock. You and Mandy both will have that beaten twice in the first week.
I will not sleep. I will just.
And the only reason I have to do it is because if she starts talking about it and ruins one thing, like I'll cry.
I won't be mad. And
I'll just
have
cry.
To do it because Steven will ruin it for me, and he'll have to do it because Trevor will ruin it for him.
Fans,
so
you hear
like,
this right
it's
here?
It's just a train of reaction.
Fans, this is called addiction.
Yeah. So anyway, last little bit of news before we get to Spider-Man. Overwatch League has added 8 new teams.
Jesus.
Yeah. The first season was so successful and made a whole bunch of people so much money that 8 more people have signed up to be a part of it for next season.
8 more cities.
8 more. Well, I mean, 8 more people. Like, they're team owners.
Okay.
They're just based out of, like, certain cities. So we got 3 new cities in China. I'm going to butcher the crap out of these pronunciations. I'm going to apologize up front for that. That's just going to happen. Chengdu, Hangzhou, and Guangzhou.
Close
probably, yeah. Those are the 3 cities.
I feel like you could have butchered them worse.
I probably could have. And Paris is getting a city, and then in North America, Atlanta and Washington D.C. here in the U.S. are getting teams, as well as Toronto and Vancouver up north are both getting teams.
Good on you, press start to join. You can be a fan now.
They got some local teams. I was really hoping for a St. Louis team.
Same.
Right.
Or something a little bit more local. Like, and we don't have any kind of logos or colors, but I'm thinking like I might start cheering for Atlanta because they're kind of close. I mean,
oh, no, Houston.
They're repping the Midwest a little bit.
Houston, baby.
London,
I mean,
all
I still
way.
Like Houston, but if another one of them is a better blue and orange, are you going to ditch London?
I don't know, because I have been supporting them. They may bump to second. I'll still support them.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll see. But anyway, now, Spider-Man.
I'm just gonna
How much time
leave.
We got?
I'm hungry. And
No, you have to be here and ask us questions about it.
It's good. There's my answer.
I'm not even a Spider-Man person.
But it's
We've
a fun
been
game.
Through this.
It's
right.
so much fun.
Okay, if you want me to ask questions.
Because this is going to be spoiler-free.
Yeah.
Importantly, we're not going to talk at all about the story, or at least nothing like super spoilerific.
Nothing more than the trailers have already given away.
Right?
Yeah.
That was kind of annoying.
Because I actually had... I was watching football today, and I got a trailer with a pretty big spoiler in it, and I was kind of upset.
The E3 trailer was a huge spoiler.
I just didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah, so
yeah,
that was kind of annoying. No, I mean the game is a lot of fun. Most of the gripes that I had with it, the more I play it, the more they go away. Like the story didn't really kind of, it was kind of not dragging. Just like I didn't really care. Like nothing really happened, and then something happens, and you're like, okay. Here we go. Now it feels like we got a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this going. So I'm super on board for that. And then the same thing with like when you first get the backpacks, it's like, oh, here's the collectibles to find. I'm like, man, I'm like halfway through the collectibles in the game. This is insane. And then I would do the next story beat, and then that introduces a whole new series of collectibles or side quests that you can do.
Yeah.
So I kind of like how it's paced out throughout the game.
Yeah, I agree. Because
it's like, oh, I can knock all these out, and now we'll go, and then, ooh, now it's introduced this level of it. And
I feel like one of these things it's really important to know for you people out there. Jesse doesn't play sandbox games.
Or single-player games, really.
Pretty much. Because I don't really care about getting all these collectibles. If I get a sandbox game, I usually play through the story and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I am having a blast getting collectibles in this game. Taking pictures of monuments, like finding the backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other stuff later on. It's a little spoiler that I'm not going to talk about. Mm-hmm. That's collectibles.
The backpack ones are so great too, because not only you're not just finding random backpacks. Each backpack has an item from Peter Parker's past in it.
Yes.
And you get this little bit of dialogue and like this description of what it is and what it means to him.
Yep.
And like, that's just, super cool. Like, there is an attention to detail that you really don't get in a lot of games.
Absolutely. And it is super neat. And navigating the city is ridiculously fun. Like, I haven't had this much fun web swinging in any game, mm-hmm. like any Spider-Man game, or even traversing a sandbox. Like, I haven't had this much fun traversing a sandbox since the first Crackdown.
Once they introduced the fast travel system, I've only fast traveled a couple times.
I've only done it once.
Because it's like, I would rather swing. Now, that said, once you get to more confined spaces, or you need to make smaller movements, for me, and I don't know if I'm just bad at the game, it kind of falls apart. It's so difficult to try to, like, I've had so many unnecessary deaths because I'd be attached to the wall and I need to get, like, there's a side quest that you have to do, and you have, once you're in an area, you have to leave that area sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, so, okay, I'm on the side of the wall, but I need to perch so I can launch out. Wait, it's not letting me perch. Now it's not even letting me jump off of the wall. And it just, it.
Yeah, some of the minor stuff, like, the only one that I've had trouble with at all was there's one of the, like, collectible events where you have to, you have to grab something out of the air while you're swinging through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
in, I like, think a really confined area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that gets a little wonky. Like, I kept, like, flying off the building and having to swing back up and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I could see, like, you know, the minor stuff you have to do, like the really fine detail kind of stuff.
When you have to make, like, really subtle moves, like even going from, like, you know, if you're on the top of a building and it has a balcony and then another balcony, if you need to get to that middle one, it can be a real hassle to try to not just immediately jump to the lower one. Okay, now you got to jump up, but nope, you're back on top of the roof.
Yeah.
It's just like, ah, come on. Like.
Yeah, that.
I am Spider-Man. I should just be able to walk the wall and go down. But you can't. You can't change directions.
Yeah, sometimes it'll let me, sometimes it won't. Like, yeah. It'll let me go up onto a wall. But, yeah, like, for example, if I'm, like, hanging over a lip, I can't, like, crawl around underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if something is sticking out and you're on top of it, you can't go underneath it.
And when the backpack is on the roof of that first balcony, it's super annoying that you can't just hit triangle because you have to be underneath it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I just started. Fortunately, one thing that I'm really happy they did is let you aim where you're going to shoot web and stick to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get below it, you can just aim, shoot up, and grab it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I,
like,
always forget that.
Oh, yeah. It even slow-mos it if you're in the air.
I just get frustrated. And then I'm just like, why aren't you just let me get there?
That was
so like, I always end up forgetting that.
Because, like, this is very Batman, like, Arkham-esque.
Yeah, a lot of it's kind of Arkham-esque.
And this is, like, my only complaint in the entire game. And I've, since complaining about it, I've gotten better at it, so it's a lot less. But, like, those stealth missions are
I love them.
I actually have a lot. Like, I think I might enjoy those a little bit more than the Batman ones.
I definitely
didn't
do.
Didn't you just die in one earlier? Is that what you died in earlier when I came in?
That was something completely different that I don't want to talk about, but that is my other gripe with the game. Like,
yeah. Finish your thought, though.
But
the
missions. The traversing and the stealth mission sometimes feels wonky just because it's not as, like, straightforward as Batman was. Like, there was a couple more button presses that you had to do that I'm just like, but I played all the Arkham games, so this should be a lot more simple.
Well, because I think the problem is...
But I've gotten better at it, like...
Mm-hmm. The problem is the difference with the Spider-Man and Batman games in that respect is that you have so many more options because you're Spider-Man, and you can just kind of throw web wherever.
Yeah.
So, because, like, I know a lot of... In the Arkham games, you were basically just swinging around from gargoyle to gargoyle,
mm-hmm.
waiting for someone to walk underneath you so you could rope them up. And then you'd go to another gargoyle.
You do have more options, but there are some limitations to that, too. Like, there have been a bunch of times, like, in those stealth missions that I'll be on, like, the edge of a wall, like, of a fence.
Mm.
And I would, like, there's no reason I can't just, like, pin this guy to the fence here, but it won't let you. For whatever reason, you need to find a specific platform. And usually there's plenty of them around.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, a huge issue. But you run into it occasionally, but it's not a huge deal at all.
Well, I've used the strong web launcher. If they're safe and you can get behind them, mm-hmm. you can actually shoot them and pin them to a wall with that.
Oh, that's so satisfying in combat.
I never want to use it in combat all the time, but I never want to do it during the stealth missions because I've met me and I'm just convinced that it's not going to be... They're going to be just far away enough alerts them.
Yep. Because I've had to do that a couple of times because, like, they were just not paying attention to my little, like, distraction web thing. Yeah, so I was like, all right, well, here we go. And it worked. But yeah, the only thing I don't like about some of those stealth missions is that when it's more than one wave, you can take out the entire first wave via stealth, but then you have to combat for the next waves.
That's the
base challenges.
Base challenges, yeah.
Yeah.
Which those are, like, I go around and just because I have fun stealth. Normally, I am the type of person who, if I have the option of just brute forcing my way through, I'm going to brute force. But the stealth I have so much fun with, I try to clear out as many of them. I usually don't get the entire first wave, but I try to clear out as many of that first wave as possible.
Yeah.
Just stealth.
So far, I've been pretty good about getting the entire first wave.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really, really fun. And yeah, I'm typically the same way, though. Like, I don't play stealth. Even Assassin's Creed. I was the guy that, like, I got really good at abusing the parry system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, like, I would just let them circle me. And it's like, all right, who wants to die first? Come at me.
And that was the thing I was kind of wish they would do in Spider-Man. If you got that first wave, you completed it without having to trip the alarms. Because they did that with the bases in Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
If you were just able to not get caught, you didn't have to deal with extra people.
Yep. And I do, like, that would be really nice. Because I was really challenges.
I was really good at the stealth in Assassin's Creed. Like, so I
never even tried it.
But there is a good reason that they don't do that for a story standpoint. Yeah. Because you're arresting the criminals, so you have to get all of the criminals.
Yeah.
So it's, like, so it makes sense there. Like, but, yeah, no, that would be kind of a cool little bonus that, like.
Or just give me a bonus token for it.
You call Yuri and just be like, hey, you know, you can surround the building. Their top level's knocked out. And then
I got took out all the snipers.
You get like a little cutscene of the police invading the building and arresting everybody else.
That would be neat.
That would be them having a competent police force.
Yeah, you really don't get that.
One of the other weird things that I've noticed with the game that one of the events that happens, like, you have to stop crime throughout the city just while you're swinging around doing stuff. Crime will randomly be happening. Occasionally, you'll have guys doing a drug deal on the roof of a really tall building. And it's just like...
In broad daylight
on the top of a tall building. It's like, why are you guys here?
No one else is there.
That's true.
I guess it's a solid place to have a drug deal.
I could be on just like a corner of a busy street.
But, you know, I mean, like, or an alley somewhere. Like, New York's a big place. There's lots of places to hide and do drug deals.
Also, we're not messing around with a lot of petty crime in this.
Well, and which I kind of prefer. I kind of wish there were more little, like, optional things you could do. Because, like, those that you're talking about, those are optional. You can ignore them if you want.
Yeah.
But once you do all, like, once you stop five crimes in a city or in a borough, then that's it. Until the next thing happens.
Right.
So I do wish that there would be just, like, purse snatchings or something.
That would be
cool.
That
as you're traversing, like, you get these little notices. And I think there, and I always think that there are, because if you swing low enough, you'll hear people yell for help because, like, you almost just kicked them in the face.
Right.
And so it's like, wait, is something going on? Oh, no, you were just freaked out because...
I just swung down, like, right next to you.
Out of nowhere.
I actually knocked a guy down accidentally earlier.
Oh, you'll do that a lot.
That was the first time I had done it. Mm-hmm. And, like, Spider-Man's reaction to it, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. One of my favorite things to do in the game, though, I have, as Spider-Man... not been sticking to the strictest moral code that Spider-Man normally does.
Be kicking people off of buildings?
Oh, no. Spider-Man kills people in this.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people die.
Just because, like, just the fact that you're fighting people on a rooftop, they're going to get knocked off the roof.
A lot.
One of the abilities that you get at some point in the game, this isn't a spoiler or anything.
It's a pre-order bonus.
You do unlock the Spider-Punk suit normally, though, I think.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, okay. Yeah. Like, some at level 17 or no.
Yeah.
Something like
that.
Well,
yeah, it's later, but yeah. No.
But yeah, you do eventually unlock it. Every suit that you get comes with a suit ability.
Not every suit. Majority of the suits.
The majority of them do. Because, yeah, the Black Cat one didn't. But yeah, the majority of the suits that you get come with a suit power, and that doesn't mean you have to equip that suit to get that power. You can have whichever power you have unlocked on whichever suit you have unlocked. I like to run Spider-Punk, and his suit ability is this like rock and roll thing where it knocks everybody up in the air and then away. I will land on a rooftop where you have these criminals doing the criminal things. I'll just land in the middle of them, hit that power, bam, and blow all of them off the roof.
It's
an immediate cleared.
Yeah. Which, so sometimes, if you, like, sometimes when you do that, if you follow the criminal, sometimes they do get, like, attached by web to the side of a building.
Yeah.
Like, you will see that sometimes. Not all the time. Not a lot of the time. Other times, turns out Spider-Man has the Infinity Gauntlet, and they just fade into non-existence. Because it's like, because the game doesn't want you to see someone plummeting 20 stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's turning into mush.
You just headcanon it. Like, you know it happened.
I also took a screenshot earlier of a, or a video clip earlier of a, like, I took down a brute with, like, one of the finishing combos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And, well, the problem was.
I'm so bad at fighting the brutes. My brain just goes stupid.
They're hard to dodge. Like, you have to actually jump and like,
shoot away.
And you
have to time it, too.
But anyway, yeah, I started, like, I was fighting this brute. I did a finishing combo on the brute. And it ended up shoving his head through the base of a light pole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as in, he's on the ground and his head is inside the light pole, which is just like, oh, God.
Uh-oh.
That man is very dead.
Looks like he got decapitated.
Yeah, so that was kind of neat. And, you know, no, that game is just stupid.
And the combat is amazing, too.
Yes.
It's, you get to do, in the Arkham games, you got the gadgets, but you really didn't use a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every gadget I end up getting, I have used and or will be like, oh, I bet I can use this in this. Like, I bet I can use this in this situation. Okay, I'll use the heavy web to hit the brutes, take them down for a little bit, so then I can throw out the spider drones to mess with the people who are shooting at me from across the way. That way I can clear out these guys that are closer to me. Okay, now yep. I got the bomb because this whole other wave is coming in, so I can throw my bomb out here, web all that. Like,
Yeah, no, it's super fun. And on top of that, like, it has it has an actual level-up system to it with a skill tree. Like, it has three separate skill trees you can go down. And, like, some of the skills that you can get that are pretty awesome are, like, one of the ones that I like a lot. There are guys that shoot at you.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really, really annoying to deal with. There's a couple of upgrades to deal with them. One, if you get the perfect dodge, you automatically web them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't shoot at you for a while. You can upgrade that further to immediately take them down.
Yeah, you have to. Not all the time. Like, you have to be within a certain range of them. There are some conditions there. But it is pretty effective. And it's a lot of fun because it is, like, an immediate takedown. That is the focus system is a unique mechanic that I enjoy and don't enjoy because I always end up defaulting to the suit power that makes it just constantly fill because I constantly need to be refilling my health because I'm not great at the game.
Fair.
And then I always forget. It's like, okay, I can film. Ooh, I can use a finisher. Finisher. Ah, dang it.
Oh, I'm out of focus.
I needed that.
Yeah. I do like the focus system a lot. I just run the guitar one because it's so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, I'm getting overwhelmed here. Because you can actually get to a point where there are too many enemies to deal with around you.
Yeah.
Like, that's happened to me more than once.
And I'm so stubborn. I always end up trying to just fight my way out of the middle instead of just
jumping out,
webbing away, making them come to me, throw something out, like.
Yeah, because you can do the perfect dodge and everything all you want, but you can still get hit by somebody else. Like, if you dodge one person perfectly.
Especially if there's a brute involved.
Yeah.
Like,
the brute's hitboxes are ridiculous.
Yeah, they kind of just jump farther than they should, than what their swing allows.
And unless you get a perfect dodge, you're still going to get punched by a mid-dodge.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Especially if you're dodging from someone else.
Oh, yeah. Because
you can get hit out of those dodges.
Yeah, they don't kung fu you in this game.
No.
Then, like, guys that are using, like, weapons and stuff, like, those, they'll also hit you, like, mid-dodge. It's really annoying.
I'm finally kind of doing more, like, I'm doing more between juggling between air and ground combos and, like, yanking people back down and or yanking them up. And, like, the game is so much fun.
Yeah, like, and there's so many different ways to play it.
Dalton and I were talking about it before the show, like, where he thought, like, his game of the year was going to be just, like, well, clearly it's God of War. From what the time that I've spent with Spider-Man, there are elements to Spider-Man that I liked more of God of War, like traversing the world, for example. Like, web swinging feels so good between the zipping, the launching and go, like, it feels amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more, even though they're mostly minor annoyances and grievances, there are more of those in Spider-Man than I had in God of War. Like, from end to end, like, I loved God of War. I loved every second of God of War. I'm really, I love Spider-Man too, but I think God of War still might be, but again, I'm only like halfway through Spider-Man, so that could
Yeah, the story change. Could definitely make you
but
change your mind
But there's the whole,
that.
Like, the big reveal that was in, you literally introduced this character as this character in a reveal trailer. And like,
yeah, there was a lot of that because it's someone who's like, man, I wish I didn't know.
And then all, but that said, though, like, I'm real interested to see where it go where it goes because there are characters introduced that if you're a fan of the Spider-Man lore, you're going to immediately recognize and be like, ooh, where's this going to go?
Yeah.
And it's just like, and I'm real excited to get there.
Lots of those kind of moments.
Just with the fact that I'm already almost 50%, I really hope it's not like, I get the feeling it's going to be done super quick because some of the story missions are real, like, you know, when you play as Peter Parker or other, like, it, those kind of drag, they at least never last too long, thankfully. But, well, so far.
I also just, I love doing the puzzles.
See, and I don't.
I do.
I, like, that's, I, that's probably my least favorite part of the game.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just like, because they're not hard enough to be challenging. But they're not easy enough to just be able to, like, burn through super quick. Mm. It literally just makes me feel like I could be swinging through the city right now. I could be fighting, a mob of bad guys right now. And instead, you are just grinding me to a halt so I can line up these stupid lines. Or, like, rotating the pipe puzzles from Bioshock.
And as much as I am a fan of phone games, I love them. Like, oh, yeah, this is what I do on my iPhone all the time.
Yeah, and I would be playing that on my Android, but not on my PS4 sitting on my couch.
Yeah,
like, there's so much. There are so many better things like you could be letting me do right now.
Basically, yeah. I really enjoy doing those puzzles. It's just a break from the main game. Like they end up racking up on me, and I'll go back and I'll do like a handful of them at once.
I did that today. I did like those the rotating the Bioshock puzzles.
Yeah,
I think
pipe dream.
I think I did 8 of those because I had that many.
In the lab,
I went through and did those. So
yeah, I haven't been to the lab in a while, so I probably have quite a few. All right, guys. Well, I think we haven't really done like this kind of a review for video games.
Yeah, because usually it's only like one or two of us that have ever.
Yeah,
like, this is the first time we've.
So I guess
we've had more than two people buy the game and be roughly in the same play the same amount
same
of
plays.
It.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll go with buy it, rent it, skip it. But I think I know what all three of our reviews are going to be.
It. Skip. Oh, buy it.
Yeah, it's buy it.
Skip not buying it.
Yeah. It's absolutely worth it. Like, if you're on the fence.
Skippin't.
No. If you're on the fence about this game, just get it. It's worth it. It's absolutely worth the $60 price tag.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good.
I begged my roommate to play it while I was at a wrestling show yesterday. Because I was like, you need to buy it. Or you need to play it. And she's like, I was going to rent it. I was like, just borrow my copy. I need you to play it.
Yeah, because like you could probably, if you got really dedicated, you could get through it in a rental period.
About to say, IGN said it was a 15-hour story.
But there are so many extra things that, again, I don't normally collect collectibles in sandbox games. The only game that I have played, like Breath of the Wild and this game are the only two sandbox games I've played through and actually explored around in. Since Crackdown.
Plus it feels good. Like, plus you actually have a reason to explore and collect them all.
Yeah.
Because those are the, when you, you know, oh, I took this photo. Now you get a piece of currency essentially to upgrade your suit or gadgets or abilities or something.
Yeah, you get your tokens, upgrade tokens, basically. Mm-hmm. Like there's 6 different kinds of upgrade tokens. And you get those by doing all these like in-world events. And again, just traversing the world. Is super fun to do.
Yep.
Super fun to do. I keep meaning to look into how like well this is scaled to actual New York City because I've never been to New York City. But like you recognize they put a whole bunch of stuff from other comic books in there. Like you can go to Avengers Tower.
That is one thing that I really like is how those landmarks are a good mix of actual New York landmarks and Marvel landmarks.
Yep.
Like whenever I went to Manhattan like 6 or no, like 8 years ago. And there's a lot of things that I was like, I remember that. That is also cool. Like, I tripped over a hobo on those red steps at Times Square. I can go back to the exact step that I tripped on that hobo. I didn't mean to do it, fans.
But then the next one that you find is like, well, I don't want to give any, like, Avengers Tower is there. Because you already said Avengers Tower.
Yeah, I already took I did that selfie and put it on my Facebook. I was like, oh, I hope nobody gets mad at me.
I do like how they kind of explain why all of this is going on in New York and, like, no one else is around to, like, help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it is kind of a throwaway line, but that's all you need.
Because I haven't actually heard that yet.
Really?
So, yeah. All right, guys. that's going to do it for our show, I believe, because, I mean, we could probably talk about Spider-Man for another hour or so.
I feel like
once
we're all done, we'll, like, we can turn it into, like, a Tuesday show or something and do, like, the spoiler.
Right.
Where we just talk about it.
Do the full spoilerific episode. So, yeah. Thank you guys for joining me, and we'll see you next time.